Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Did you hear this? Red Lobster, home of endless shrimp, that didn't work out well, is mulling bankruptcy after spoiling its customers with all-you-can-eat lobster. The seafood chain Red Lobster is considering filing for bankruptcy, according to Bloomberg. Declaring bankruptcy would allow Red Lobster to keep its business going while paring down its debts and expenses. Red Lobster didn't comment. The news comes after Red Lobster's attempts to draw in more customers with its signature all-you-can-eat deals backfired.
Right.
The ultimate endless shrimp deal, which has been running for more than 18 years, basically for $20, you could gorge yourself on as much shrimp as you wanted. Well, Red Lobster last summer decided to offer that every day instead of once a week. That math would never add up.
They were trying to drum up more business because they were already struggling. And so their philosophy was, well, we'll get more people in the door if we offer this every single day. And then more people came in the door and they realized, well, wait a minute, we're actually losing more money than we're making because every single person that walks in is getting the endless shrimp.
Is coming in and gorging on shrimp.
And then eating more in value of shrimp than they paid.
I'm telling you.
Not the smartest business decision.
I know, but I'm telling you, if they took the cheddar biscuits and just said, we're going to charge $500 for these, they would make up all of their money and more, because that's how much I would pay for a cheddar biscuit right now. But that's how good those are.
They're not good enough for people to come in the door?
I don't know.
Also, when was the last time you were in a Red Lobster?
Okay, Sam.
I'm not trying to call you out because...
First of all, what does that mean? The last time I was in a Red Lobster and then you left. Just go ahead. What is that?
I'm not trying to call you out because I can't tell you the last time I was in a Red Lobster.
The last time I was in a Red Lobster.
At the intersection of never and...
No,
20 years
I have
ago?
Been there. I have been there because I've had their cheddar biscuits and I know how good they are.
You can buy the cheddar biscuits at the grocery store.
That's what Chris told me today. I go, really?
Yeah.
All right. When was the last time I was at a Red Lobster? Okay.
1996.
No, I think there's one in Topeka.
When did you move out of Topeka?
1996. Jerk.
When was the last time you went to Topeka? 1997.
You know, it's not that I wouldn't go. I just don't think there's one around where I live.
There's one on Metcalf.
Okay.
Right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Got it. Do you know what I really love is the Bristol? I'm going to be honest.
Their problem is that I think, quite frankly, their just restaurant idea as a whole is outdated.
No, they're a victim of their own success is what it is. People went in for the $20 all you can eat shrimp because that's a great deal.
Right, but then the
and
other
now they
meals,
don't have any money.
Yeah, the other meals that they would actually make money on aren't high-end
right.
enough
so
to
let
draw
me ask
on the
you,
crowd.
Let me ask you this, because the phones are ringing. You never know what's going to light somebody's fire, and apparently today it's cheddar biscuits. Serious question. Is casual dining, the Red Lobster and the Applebee's and the Chili's, is that model dead? Because that's essentially what Sam just said. Is just that model of the sit-down and... you know, spend about $20 or $30. And if it's dead, why?
Well, that's the problem right there.
Why? Those restaurants used to be so popular.
It's no longer $20 or $30 for you and one other person. It's now $60, $70, $80 for you and one other person. And there are much more.
At a Chili's?
Oh, yeah. $20 a plate. You get a couple of beers each. Add tip on there. You're looking at $60 right there.
Let's go to Jacob in Overland Park. Hi, Jacob. Go ahead.
Dana, I think you're confusing the biscuits at the Bristol with Red Lobster.
They also have biscuits, and they are so good. And they bring them to your table.
Yeah, the Bristol, those are incredible. The Red Lobster ones, Sam's right. You can get them at the grocery, and they're underwhelming at best.
Jacob, thank you for the call.
From the text line, again, this is just anecdotal. My husband and I and our two children went to one of those restaurants that you're mentioning back in January for his birthday.
Hey.
The service, horrible. Not enough staff. There were not even very many people in the restaurant eating, and we still had horrible service. I complained, got a gift card. I guess I better use it in case they close their doors.
Oh, yeah, I'll go get you some of those cheddar biscuits.
$68 for my wife and I to eat at the old Applebee's.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, so the idea of that.
Come on.
The idea where you could go in and spend $15 a plate, and if you don't get any beers or alcoholic beverages, you know, maybe they charge you $2 for a soda, you're walking out $35 plus tip. That doesn't exist anymore.
Hmm.
I mean, it does, but you got to go to Chipotle.
All right. O.J. Simpson has been cremated. Bye. No public memorial is planned. Bye. His lawyer said, I am able to verify that O.J. Simpson was cremated today. Others were present, but I'm not disclosing who. Guess who wasn't there? Ron or Nicole, because O.J. murdered them.
All right.
Back with more straight ahead.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.